after Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull announced on Monday that Australia will soon suffer from a major shortfall when it comes to natural gas supply, he's been looking for ways to ensure domestic supply at home. But is there really a problem at all? Is this all a bit of a beat-up? Well, we're going to speak to Emeritus Professor Andrew Hopkins was an Emeritus Professor of Sociology at the Australian National University about the issue and get his insights. Welcome on the show, Andrew.
Thank you, Miles. Good morning.
Yes, indeed. I mean, I suppose the first question we've got to ask is, why does natural gas have to be part of our national energy mix?
Partly because it's an economically efficient way of generating power, electricity. That's one reason. And I think the second reason is because it can be turned on and off quickly. So when demand rises, it can be turned on and supply that demand. That's something that coal can't do, and that's a major advantage which gas has over coal. However, I think in the longer run, renewable energy will be able to perform all the functions that gas can. So in the long run, renewables will replace gas.
Okay, and I suppose one thing we've been hearing at the moment is that there's an energy crisis. Do you think that's a fair statement, or is it a bit of overblown?
It's a manufactured crisis. It's a political crisis for the Prime Minister more than anything else. We are producing vast quantities of gas, most of it for export, and most of it is tied up in long-term contracts with overseas buyers. But a fairly significant amount of it is not tied up at all, and it's destined for what's called the spot market, which means it's sold at the time of export to whoever bids the highest price. So there's plenty of gas there which is available to service the Australian market, and it just takes the right policy settings by the federal government to have that gas diverted to the Australian market. So it's a simple thing to do. The strange thing is, I think what it requires, though, is some kind of government intervention which in the market, which is contrary to the normal principles of a Liberal National Party government. They believe, in theory, in letting the market free to make its own decisions. However, they are in many ways now beginning to intervene in the market, and this is the kind of intervention which we need.
Yeah, it's interesting that you touch upon that, because I was just about to ask, you know, this seems that the idea of intervening in any market seems to be almost antithesis to the Liberal Party ideology. But just in terms of, I suppose, the government's other options, you know, why can't other energies make up the shortfall right now?
Other energies, you mean renewable energy, for example?
Yeah, like, renewable sources, or people speak about the idea of clean coal being used. Why can't we, thinking about those options, as opposed to, why is natural gas being treated as some sort of a silver bullet?
Well, because the gas-powered generators are sitting there idle much of the time. They're there. All they need is gas to run, and if there's a lot of gas, then the price of that power will come down. So there's no new generation capacity required to make this happen. Clean coal doesn't exist at the present time. All of the power stations we have are dirty coal power stations, so clean coal power stations would be a thing of the future. They'd have to be built from scratch. It takes several years, perhaps 8 years, to build a new power station. But even if there was some reliable technology, it's not cheap to build the so-called clean coal power station. So that's way into the future. And by that time, probably renewables will have taken off to such an extent that the whole issue of clean coal will die a natural death, I believe.
Okay, and so I suppose then the other question is, renewables don't seem to be at the stage where they can make up the shortfall in the immediate future. Does the government need to look to renewables to really build that infrastructure there, so that in terms of the long term, we're looked after?
Renewable energy is the cheapest. If you're going to build new power stations of any sort, renewable energy is the cheapest way to go. So we need a lot more renewable energy. It's a very small proportion at the moment of the total energy generation capacity in the market. So it needs to be doubled, and then doubled again and doubled again. So we need very substantial increases in the amount of renewable energies, which will take time. So this all takes time, and it takes the required investment certainty and the necessary renewable energy targets in place, in the incentives that are involved in that, to make it happen. The government hasn't put in place those policy settings. It's tying itself up in knots, trying to placate the far right wing of the party, and they are just digging themselves deeper and deeper into an unholy mess.
Now, Malcolm Turnbull has said that the state bans on gas exploration and production are partly to blame, but it seems like we actually do have quite a lot of natural gas, and particularly in Queensland, they seem to have a lot of natural gas. Why can't we just use that source?
Well, that's right. In the very short term, we can't just turn it on. It needs to be further exploration, further production and development. But there's plenty of that gas available in the longer term in Queensland. So if we're looking at where is it most sensible to start production, it would be in Queensland. The only issue then is transporting that gas from Queensland to the southern states. And our pipeline networks are not quite up to that at the moment. So there are some issues there. I think one of the exciting proposals is a proposal that's come from the company AGL, which is the very same company that Turnbull is beating about the head and trying to get it to keep the Liddell coal-fired power station open. What it's proposing to do is build an LNG, that's liquid natural gas, import terminal in Victoria, on the outskirts of Melbourne. It would then import this gas at that point. It may well be liquid natural gas from the terminals in Queensland, or more likely it would be LNG from further afield, from Qatar or from even US LNG, which is very cheap, and import it and inject it into the pipeline system in Melbourne. That's, I think, a very exciting solution for the medium term, they would be able to provide enough gas to supply all of Victoria's needs. So this is, I think, a sensible way to go. Gas is part of the short-term or medium-term solution to the power crisis and to reducing our emissions. Only the medium-term, the long-term, of course, must be with renewables.
Okay, and just thinking, if we can just focus on the short to medium-term in terms of Obviously, Australians are really under the pump in terms of most workers haven't enjoyed a real rise in our wages. Do you think that over the next 12 to 24 months, it's likely that our bills will be higher if we don't look to kind of sourcing towards natural gas?
Yeah, I think the power bills are just going to keep going up until the government bites the bullet and takes some firm decisions and puts in place some new investment guidelines, which will encourage the new investment, which we need.
Well, thank you very much for joining The Daily.
It's my pleasure.
Yes, that was Andrew Hopkins, an Emeritus Professor of Sociology at ANU.